This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. Other side of the glass, AR Adam Roberts. We broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Gary and I were just talking in the break. And Gary was talking about, you know, working out and all that. And I had told Gary that I had started working out with the kid and his teammate. And that's kind of gone by the wayside in the last couple of weeks. Sunday, went out for an hour and started picking weeds and stuff out of the flower beds and doing all that stuff that you do after winter. Did it for 1 hour, Gary. Can barely walk right now. Can barely walk.
Yeah,
my legs are killing me so much.
You don't use those muscles.
Nope. Absolutely.
Anymore.
Just legs just killing me right now. It's like, yeah. And I did. I wasn't doing any leg lifting or weights on my legs when I was working out with the kids anyhow. So they really haven't been utilized
now
at all.
Do you have a push mower?
Yeah. Yep.
And so that'll get you too, though, your legs.
Yeah, a little bit. And there's a little bit of a hill at the end of my front yard they got to go up and down with and so forth. But again, I just cut that for the first time last week too. So got to get back up to speed here. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packer beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Schneider Tire and Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hello, Ryan Wood.
Hello, Sparky. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just counting down the days to have the baby, and then right after that, a few days later, a couple months, get those Christmas trees back up, and I'll be a happy camper. Let's talk about Jair Alexander in this contract. Ian Rappaport said they've been working on this thing for like 4 months. And do you think this deal gets done if Devontae Adams is still on the Packers with that deal that they supposedly had offered him?
Yes, because Jair Alexander is one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and cornerbacks are one of the most important positions in football. So they needed to lock him up, and they did. Now, I think the Devontae Adams situation was a big eye-opener to this front office that you don't want to let stuff fester. You don't want to push the date line, the deadline on contract negotiations, especially with premier players like Jair Alexander. So in terms of urgency to get it done now, I would imagine that you know, coming fresh off the wings of the Devontae Adams situation, avoiding another one was on the mind of Brian Gutekunst. But in terms of extending and giving Jair Alexander a record-setting deal, $21 million annually, the highest ever at cornerback position in NFL history, that's a byproduct of Jair Alexander being Jair Alexander and the importance that he is as the best defensive player on the field.
Let me ask you, because I'm curious about this. Do you think they would have been able to sign Devontae Adams and give Jair the same money? Or was it one or the other? I mean, no, we had a lot of people doing this.
There's so much cap manipulation that
right. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I mean, everyone makes a mistake of saying, "Well, there's a salary cap," and yeah, I mean, sure, but not really. You could do so much to manipulate the cap that I imagine that if Devontae Adams had wanted to stay here, they still would have been able to go to the figure that Jair Alexander wanted to get to. And the reality is that Devontae Adams didn't want to be here, and that's why they had to trade him. They were offering at least as much money, if not more money, to Devontae Adams that he got with the Raiders. It was very much Devontae Adams wanted to play with Derek Carr. He wanted to be closer to home. He wanted out of Green Bay, and so he had to get traded. As far as Jair Alexander goes, this was an obvious, some negotiations, you're kind of spitballing, there's a rough estimate of where they need to go to, and there's a range. This was a pretty obvious all the way through. Jair Alexander wanted to be paid like the top cornerback in the league. The top cornerback in the league at the time, it's Denzel Ward now, or was, with 20 and a quarter. Jalen Ramsey was 20 flat. They needed to be north of that number. 21 was always going to be the number annually, and that's what they went to.
You know, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but I guess we were, maybe I'm wrong here, but led to believe that the reason why they were able to sign Devondre Campbell and the reason why they were able to sign Rasul Douglas is because they had that money left over because they didn't sign Devontae, and the reason why they got this deal done because that they had money left over to sign Jair. I mean, it's the structure of these numbers is just absolutely incredible. I mean, we had people on our show, 4 or 5 months ago that were talking about there's no way the Packers are going to sign all these guys. There's no way. They had a structure, they had a salary cap, they had everything out, blah, blah, blah.
But in fairness, nobody saw them trading Devontae.
It made sense. I mean, all the numbers that we had, it made sense. Now, all of a sudden, we get into a situation where, like, where's all this money coming from?
I don't doubt that there would have had to been sacrifices made at some point on the roster if they kept Devontae Adams at his $20 million franchise tag figure.
Right.
At some point, there would have been sacrifices. I mean, to get Devondre Campbell back and Rasul Douglas and extend Jair Alexander and sign Jaron Reed.
Right.
It gets to be a lot. And they've done a lot on the defensive side, especially with the money saved. If you boil it down to would they have been able to keep Devontae Adams and Jair Alexander? Sure, but I think you're looking more at a thinning of the depth on that defensive side than keeping a premier player like Jair Alexander. With that said, I go back to right before the combine when Brian Gutekunst said that there's a plan in place and he does not expect a fire sale of the roster. And at that point, he knew very well that not everyone was coming back, and he knew who was not coming back. He knew at that time that Devontae Adams would not be on the team this fall. And so that really, when he says there was not going to be a fire sale, they lost one very significant player, but they retained a whole lot.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood as he joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Some of the cap hit numbers that we're looking at for 2023, Aaron Rodgers, 31.6. David Bakhtiari, 30.1. Kenny Clark, 23.9. Aaron Jones, 20 million. Jair Alexander, 20 million, it looks like. I mean, those are large cap numbers. There's no way they all can stay that number. Does that mean some type of restructuring or moving on from a Bakhtiari or an Aaron Jones might be possible here?
Oh, it's possible. There's no question about that. That's part of the cap manipulation, right? That's why you always have to look at what the guaranteed money is and not just the contract figure. The guaranteed money is a much truer form of what the real actual contract is than yesterday, Jair Alexander gets 4 years, $84 million. Well, that's $30 million guaranteed. At least as far as we know, it's how the Packers operate. Their standard practice is to just guarantee the signing bonus. And then he's going to get $45 million the first 2 years. That's all likely money for a 25-year-old corner. But both of those figures are more significant than the 4 years, 84, because you just don't know in year three, year four of a contract. In this case, Jaire Alexander will be 29 when he's in the final year of his contract. You expect there's a very, very real chance that he'll see the contract all the way through. But in a lot of these cases, a lot of these contracts, the back 2 years, you have no idea. So, yeah, what we've got to see is David Bakhtiari get back on the field and be David Bakhtiari again. We haven't seen that in 2 years. It's, you know, at this stage in his career, it's certainly no guarantee that that's going to happen. Aaron Jones, a running back, the shelf life on running backs is very, very steep. You don't know when it's going to drop off, but once it does, it goes quick. There was no sign of that last year, and we'll see how he looks this year. So it's just, how do they play? Because on the field, you can make yourself pretty indispensable depending on your production and how you actually play. Those are the big questions going into 2022.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you, but then there's one contract that's looming large, and I'm sure it's going to be Elgton Jenkins. That's going to command a steep amount of money.
Yeah, with that said, what did the Packers just do in this draft? They drafted a lot of interior offensive linemen, a lot of versatile guys.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying that they're not re-signing Elgton Jenkins, but I'm not saying that they are. How do those draft guys, how does Sean Ryan and Zach Tom develop? Do they develop to the point where they become starters and become much cheaper solution than Elgton Jenkins, who's going to get a lot of money, provided he returns from this ACL? That's an absolute possibility. But it also is possible that they don't. And so that's where, you know, we can look at the figures and crunch the math and calculate all these caps. But it's about what happens on the field. It's about how these guys develop or return from injury. And then actually play.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. The other thing in all of this is Ian Rapoport yesterday was on Pat McAfee talking about that Davante Adams, the first 2 years of that deal, was more than, say, what the Raiders were offering him, and that Davante simply wanted out of Green Bay and wanted to go somewhere else. Is there anything more to read into this whole situation that maybe everybody's kind of missing? Or is it just simply he doesn't want to play with his college quarterback again?
I can tell you that what the Packers were offering was at least as much, if not more, than what the Raiders ended up paying Davante Adams. And we reported that on St. Patrick's Day when the trade went through. Davante Adams, we reported this on St. Patrick's Day when the trade went through. He wanted to play with the Raiders. He did not want to play for the Packers. That is why he was traded. It was not a matter of the Packers being unwilling or unable to match Davante Adams' salary and what he could get elsewhere. With that said, the error that the Packers made was not locking this up and not making this happen a year ago, when everyone knew, and a year ago, if you just rewind 12 months and where everyone's mind was at in Packerland, it was all on a certain quarterback. Maybe any other team, any other situation, that all the attention last year would have been on the best receiver in the game is about to enter the final year of his contract. Something's got to get done now. And there just wasn't that urgency. That was the mistake that the Packers made by letting Davante Adams even get to that point.
But they didn't know what was going on with Rodgers. Didn't that really screw the whole thing up?
Yeah, it sure did. But in hindsight, an earlier deal coming to Davante Adams with the money that they ended up with earlier in the process could have negated this whole thing, which is why there was urgency and why it was important to not let history repeat itself with Jaire Alexander. And they were able to do that by getting it done right after the draft, right at the beginning of the summer. They were able to keep history from repeating itself.
I would say this, and I would agree with that. Looking at the draft picks right now, and I know we've had a chance to talk about this in depthly, but they recently came in for that rookie minicamp, or what do they call them now? What are the chances that those top three draft picks, not necessarily starters, but what big of a role will they have on this team in this upcoming season?
Oh, it could be big. You know, I have no idea what kind of players these guys are going to be. You never know with draft picks coming in, rookies. But if you just look at potential role, Jerry Montgomery, defensive line coach, said before the draft, that there's still a need for an interior quick twitch guy that can get after the quarterback. And that's literally what Devontae Wyatt is. You look at Quay Walker and how he fundamentally changes the landscape of this Packers defense, because no longer do they have to slide a safety into the box, Adrian Amos, and make him a hybrid linebacker and get lighter in the box and more vulnerable against the run to be able to shore up their second level pass coverage. Now they can have two really big, really athletic and true inside linebackers and Devondre Campbell and Quay Walker, both in the box when they go to the nickel, which is what they're almost always in, the predominant schematic look that they have. They can not sacrifice the pass coverage, but also not be as vulnerable against the run. Bigger in the box, still athletic. And then obviously everyone knows about receiver. I mean, everyone knows that there's a need for a number one receiver. And we have no idea if Christian Watson's going to be that guy as a rookie. The curve for rookie receivers anywhere in this league is very steep. There's very few Justin Jeffersons of the world, but he's going to have a chance. There's an opportunity there for a rookie receiver to come in and have a really productive first year because of the depth chart.
There he is, Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. He'll be active here for the next 3 days as all the different coaches get to talk to the media over the next 3 days. Ryan, thanks so much for coming
thanks,
on, man.
Woody.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Hey, I'm looking forward to that Rocky montage of you pulling the weeds and mowing your lawn. Make sure you post that.
Dude, I had to cut the grass twice. It was so dang long, man. It was horrible.
Twice?
Twice. Yeah, it was so long,
man,
I had to cut it twice.
You've never heard of no-mow May.
A what?
No mow May.
You don't mow it.
Oh my God, no! I had to mow. I had no choice.
It got warmer this year. Yeah, I kind of ruined that.
Yeah, no, that would have been a disaster. Ryan, thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care.
There he is,
right.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. We were talking about Devontae Adams there, and this is the question. Now pay close attention, and then we want the answer. Do you think it was worth letting Devontae Adams go? Now that we have seen what the Packers were able to do with the draft picks, and we've seen what the Packers were able to do with some of that money as well. Rasul Douglas, Devondre Campbell, and so forth. So now, do you think it was worth letting Devontae Adams go, knowing what you did with the Raiders picks, knowing what you did with the money that was freed up by Devontae Adams going somewhere else? Are you good with it now, Packers fans? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Show served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Right now at Wendy's, satisfy your craving for sweet and heat. The new hot honey chicken sandwich featuring a bold hot honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and Wendy's signature spicy chicken filet. Try it now or try the hot honey sauce on a crispy chicken biscuit at breakfast at participating U.S. Wendy's. Before we get to the Devontae Adams topic, I saw something come up on Good Morning Football. I had Adam pause it as they're replaying that show on NFL Network. Most game-winning drives by a quarterback, Gary, since 2009, including the playoffs. Matt Ryan, 39. Ben Roethlisberger, 39. Tom Brady, 39. Drew Brees, 42. Who do you think is number one for most game-winning drives since 2009 with more than 42?
I don't know.
Solid
Aaron Rodgers?
No. Come on, stop. Stop.
Stop it.
Stop.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, of course not. No.
Drew Brees?
He's two at 42.
who else is out there?
Matthew Stafford at 45.
What's the category again?
most game-winning drives since 2009, including playoffs.
Matthew Stafford.
45. All of those with the Lions outside of
Fisher. Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's a good stat from Matthew Stafford.
Right? 45. Yeah, Rodgers not in the top five. That's all they show on TV. So
he's not in the top five?
No, I read the top five. Were you not here?
Why is he not in it? Why is he not in the top five, Steve? They got that wrong.
Matt Ryan, 39. Big Ben, 39. Brady, 39. Breeze, 42. It's been a knock on Rodgers for me for a long, long time.
And that proves it. You want to tweet that out?
I guess I would have to take a picture of it.
Add a couple of your guys in it?
No.
Because they don't believe in – they only like the numbers when it works for them.
And again, and part of the reason will be, well, their defense stinks. They gave up leads when it should have been game-winning drives and so forth.
And that's why the Packers probably would tell you now we're going to go get Rodgers some help on defense.
Defense, right. AR, what do you got?
Well, it's not since 2009, but according to our friend's Pro Football Reference, not only is Aaron Rodgers not in the top five for this, he only has 27 game-winning drives for his entire career.
Oh, my God.
Right between Brad Johnson and Boomer Esiason.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
But again, yeah, I mean, just gotta realize I've had this fight with people. These people are simply going to say that it's the defense. This is not on him. Do not blame him. He's had many opportunities.
Those same people, when they went and spent these two first round draft picks on defense, they lost their natural mind.
Right.
Because Roger couldn't get any more weapons.
Correct. Yep. Absolutely.
But they blame the defense for those numbers, but then stop. What's our topic? You're killing me. I can't get inside these guys' brain. Just like I cannot get inside the brain of this Middleton thing that the first hour we were talking about. I can't get inside that, and I can't get inside these guys' brain here either. It blows my mind.
Well, that stat is just, it's a huge number, and then I didn't even realize. Number,
you're not even close.
No, not even close. He doubles Rodgers up.
Yes. Not even close. I mean, like, if Rodgers had, like, 35?
Right, sure.
32?
Yeah. No. Because you said it was 27? Is that what you said, Rod? Yes. AR, 27?
That is right.
Yeah, and Stafford 27. Is 45.
Yes, not even close.
So that would be 54 if you double up 27. But
tell you, Stafford's still it's going to be in the Hall of Fame, cuz.
Yeah, might be. Yep, mm-hmm. Crazy to me. Never watched him and thought Hall of Famer in my life, but I think it might happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think it was worth letting Davante Adams go now that we've seen what the Packers have been able to do with the money that they were able to spend and then the draft picks that they were able to accumulate and use on draft picks from the Raiders? That's the question. Van Horn Direct, toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. And again, we are talking about a couple of different things here, right? We're talking about Quay Walker and being that guy that they were able to take. Now, the question is, does Quay Walker fall to the Packers if they don't have that pick? I don't know. I don't know if he falls there or not. But if they don't have those picks, they definitely aren't getting Wyatt on top of Quay Walker. So you're getting one of the two defenders, but you're definitely not getting one. So you add multiple defenders instead of just one. Then you're not able to get Christian Watson, the wide receiver out of North Dakota State, because you wouldn't have had the second round pick to move up there and get. So in reality, you're able to get Watson and Quay Walker, plus you're able to bring back Rasul Douglas, plus you're able to bring back Devondre Campbell in place of Davante Adams. So for me, and maybe you can talk about Jarran Reed, maybe if you want to throw Jarran Reed in there as well, you're able to get him too. So for me, you look at this and go, okay, so it's five guys essentially for one is what you're able to accomplish by trading off Davante Adams. Is it worth it? Is it worth letting Davante Adams go in order to get this deal done at the end of the day? 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. What say you, GE?
That's a tough question. And I know everybody wants an answer, and it tough. It it has to play itself out. I mean, you have to see the production of these guys. I mean, it's a guess right now. I do like the return. If you look at the return that we got back from the Devontae deal, I love the return. You're talking about two starting cornerbacks, right? I mean, you're starting inside linebacker. You could be starting two inside line. Could be a starting defensive lineman. You basically got what, Steve, four or five starters for one guy, is what you did. I mean, watch.
Well, we hope that's what it's going to be. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're trying to project out. That's why it's a tough question to answer, because we're trying to project all this out. But if it comes to fruition that you're going to get five starters out of this, yes, it will be worth it. If you're going to get five starters, well, you know you're going to get two for sure. I think Quay Walker will be a starter. We know Campbell's a starter. You know Rasul is a starter. And you know Jair is a starter. So that's four right there. And then now you got to see how Watson works out and Wyatt works out. I mean, it's a huge deal. I mean, we thought early on when this deal happened that the Packers didn't get enough. Now, you go do the draft tracker or the trade tracker, and they're not really concerned about players in 2023. You got to get the players now that the Green Bay Packers really got a haul for Davante Adams. I mean, they got what they should have gotten for him. But then that Tariq Hill deal came along. They got some picks in 2023. Like, why couldn't we have done that? So for me, I think it will be, and especially, Steve, and we try to get this out of Ryan Wood. I just don't know what happened to Adams. Maybe he was pissed off that they didn't get the deal done early and they should have got it done, and he wanted out. And then he was being pulled to the West Coast, but to go play with Carr. I mean, the Raiders are not even talking about winning the Super Bowl. I mean, the deal that they made for Davante Adams was not a Super Bowl move deal. No one's talking about that. And that's how big of a deal that it should have been for them. And they're not even talking about that. And that's what really puzzles me with this whole thing, that he just really wanted out.
Yep, there's no question he really wanted out. Now, the Packers didn't have to let him have out, but they did. So now the question is, did they get enough in return, really, at the end of the day? Is it going to be really worth it for Davante Adams, where people aren't looking back and going, oh, my God, they got absolutely railroaded on that deal because of everything that went wrong. Now, in order for it to work, Rasul Douglas has to play like he did last year. I don't know if he can. Devondre Campbell has to play like he did last year. I feel more confident that he can than I do in Rasul Douglas at this point. And then after that, you're just hoping and praying that these rookies turn out to go along with it. Do you think it was worth letting Davante Adams go now that we've seen what the Packers have been able to do with the money and the picks? 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiber, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler leaping his way into the Lakeland University studios now. Thanks to Ryan Wood, the Green Bay Press Gazette, for joining us to start off the hour. If you missed that, hit rewind on your Odyssey app or simply go to BigShowNetwork.com. AR does a great job of putting interviews up there, putting the whole hours of shows up there as well. From time to time, he'll write some original articles as well up there. BigShowNetwork.com. Still to come, talk Brewers baseball with Tim Dillard, former Brewers pitcher, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Brewers pre- and post-game host 1 hour from right now. We'll look ahead to the PGA Championship in 2 hours with Bob Herrig from Sports Illustrated, also author of the Tiger and Phil book. And that's in 2 hours from
what is the
right
PGA?
Now.
PGA? I just talked to Eddie about it.
I've had it up on the Golf Channel here.
It's just the Mickelson thing been just sucking just up all the air out of it.
Yes.
But I forgot where it was.
It's at Southern Hills this year. Southern Hills,
okay. Some quick greens out there. Great. But I'm a great putter, though, so just like I am shooter.
Yeah.
I'm a fantastic putter.
I've heard you're a really good golfer, so yeah. I believe
no, he
that.
Really is.
Yeah,
he
I believe
really
that
is.
Over
Steve
the basketball
Steve Stricker's thing. My mentor. I like the way he puts. Steve Stricker's
yeah.
the best putter I've seen in person. I don't know about on TV.
Better than Gary?
Gary's a mid-iron guy, and Brock is off the tee. So,
and you're all of them.
No, I'm just on the green.
No,
like Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, yeah.
He said, "Leroy, you gotta keep your eye, keep your head still." I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but it works.
Keep your head still.
And Lee Elder told me you gotta get something in the torque. I said, "What's a torque? I can't spell that. What is this? Too much? I'll just play football. It's easy. You know, that's too much going on."
Watch that concussion movie again last night. Whew.
What do you think?
Oh, well, it's like, I don't know, like 6th or 7th time I've watched it. But I started
Will Smith?
Yeah, I tuned it in midway, and then I was like, okay, now I'm going to watch the rest of it and watch it all the way till it was done at 10 o'clock last night. Do you think it was worth letting Devontae Adams go? Now we have seen what the Packers have been able to do.
I'm going back on break.
With the money and the picks they were able to use in the draft, now do you think that it was worth it, maybe letting Devontae Adams go? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Don't worry, Leroy. In the last hour, when we bring back our Bucks roster topic, you're going to really want to go on break when we bring boy back. If the first hour of the show is any indication, you're going to lose your mind.
People
were calling up talking about trading Chris Middleton than ever.
Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Yes,
no,
they sure
I don't
did.
Believe it. I think y'all just said
did.
That to trigger me.
No.
I just wanted to get
it triggered
out.
Gary. You didn't have to worry about it. Gary was triggered when it happened.
People don't know he didn't play?
Yes. They want him traded more now than ever. I'm just telling you. We'll get more than Chris Middleton next hour. Leroy Butler, do you think it was worth it now letting Devontae Adams go, knowing that they got Watson, they got Quay Walker, right? They were able to bring back Rasul Douglas, Devondre Campbell, Jaron Reed, they were able to sign in free agency.
All of them.
Yeah. So it's 5-for-1 pretty much, unless I'm missing something.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Right.
I get it.
Is it worth it?
Let's put some context into this.
I like that.
If you were ever... You're dating somebody, right? And say you, in your mind, you love her more than she loves you. And she look you right in the eye and say, hey, man, listen, it just ain't working. We could be friends, though, but it ain't working. I'm out. You don't stalk her. You don't show up to her job. You just open the cage of y'all nest and just let her fly away. If she loves you, she'll come back. Devontae was checked out. He didn't want to be here. Okay? Put the money aside, Gary. He didn't want to be here for whatever reason. They made him play it out. He didn't want to be here. So really, it made the Packers made this easy for Gutekunst, which would have been hard if he had signed the contract for the franchise tag exclusively. That's a big difference. If I sign it, that's why Kirk Cousins, whether you like him or not, he was gangster. He signed it. The 1 year deal, he signed it. Put Washington, well, we got to do something. Well, we got to just let him play it out. Did it twice. A lot of these teams, when you get these franchise tags, guys don't know this. Go ahead and sign it. These teams can't carry that whole salary. They got to do a deal. So once he had told them, say in November, for the sake of argument, I'm out. I don't like that y'all made me play my last year. I got to prove something. I want to, what if going home playing with Carr? If you want to believe all that, fine, whatever. The Packers, like,
on the inside, like, thank you. On the outside, oh man, this is terrible. What are we gonna do? Okay. Are you sure? We'll give you more money because he ain't gonna take. Once guys get stubborn, and Steve, you know a lot about this whole grudges and stuff.
I do it very well.
Yeah. See, therapy is Thursday at 4:00. You can come with me if you want.
No, you might have to get another.
No, because I think one of the four
he'll have that
are convinced Steve.
You make the other ones want to quit, Gary.
Yeah, like, I'm
out. They'll throw it out of the notebook.
Once they get down in there, they drill down in, girl. He'll walk. So, let me go get somebody. I need to go see somebody.
Right.
That's a lot down packed.
Do have therapists too, by the way. But
yeah, they got you better with dealing with Steve.
I just think that at some point, you know, once somebody's checked out, you gotta just kind of let it be. And then now. Because the reason why we say that and why I think it's a great question, Steve, soon as he signed that deal and started moving in that direction, boom, Rasul Douglas, boom, boom. Now people were forecasting out. When you gave Rodgers the money, the narrative, well, hey, man, they out of money. I say, stop it. They got money. They can do what they want. They're voidable years, something a lot of people don't like. But that's how you do deals. If you need more money, okay, let's get past the draft. That's what they're telling Jair people. Let's get past the draft. But wait a minute. Why would you give this man $84 million? You got a first-round pick in Stokes, and you just play Rasul Douglas. What's wrong with having more of something that you want? You can always have more DBs, you know, especially with quarterback-driven league. So my thing, not only was it worth it, I think it was perfect because if you want to paint a narrative however you want, he didn't want to be here, and we offered him a lot of money. I think y'all even got – well, y'all didn't get him. So I even think Ryan Wood said they would have paid him a little bit more. See, most people have been saying that, but we don't know for sure. But so the Packers, they're in great position. But once we get Aaron Rodgers the money, okay, and get through the draft, we kept our two first-round picks. Okay, those are guaranteed contracts. The money started to ship out. Now, Russ Ball sitting back like, get whoever you want. I can make it work. Because we got to sign 23 at some point. And next thing you know, that gets done. And so, yes, it was worth it. You got all these players. Because at the end of the day in the barbershop, you know what they said, Steve? You had Devontae for 3 years. He had all these catches. You ain't go to no Super Bowl. Let's try something different.
All right, let's go to the calls. Anthony and Muskego, you're up next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellison and Roy Butler. Anthony, what's up, okay. Anthony?
What's going on, fellas? So, I mean, I think that they did pretty well. I mean, it wasn't the same situation as Tyreek Hill. I mean, Hill had 1 year left in his contract. They've slapped the tag on Devontae. He didn't sign that tag, so they didn't have as much leverage. But with that said, if you just look at the number of picks, that's one thing. But the Packers got higher picks than the Chiefs did. And if you look at the Rich Hill trade chart, the Packers graded higher. The old school Jimmy Johnson chart, same thing. And Devontae's a year and a half older than Tyreek. He's had some injuries in recent seasons. So I'm not even sure that the value, trade value, is the same on those guys anyway. But if you look at those charts, the Packers did better. And I think how they allocated those resources, I mean, time will tell. We won't know for a few years, obviously. But you'd have to say that they did pretty well. I mean, they locked up young stud cornerback. They fortified the defense. They got another receiver. I mean, I don't really know what more you could want from what the Packers did. And I don't really think Devontae was ever coming back. I think his mind was pretty clearly made up. So they didn't really have the leverage, and they did well. And like I said, if you look at the value, they actually got better value. They might have got less picks, but they had higher picks and immediate picks. A fourth and a sixth next year doesn't really do much for the team this year. So I'd rather have a first-round pick, 7 picks higher, and, you know, there's a lot of value in that. So, yeah, I think all things considered, Goody did well. I think, you know, the cupboard's reloaded, and, you know, we'll have to see. We're just, you know, the offense is going to be a little different. It's not going to be, you know, centered around 17. It's going to have to spread it around, maybe lead with the run, and A-Rod's going to have to look at that.
I'll believe all of this when I see it. Thanks for the call. With all due respect,
great phone call,
it's easy for us sitting here as people that aren't in the huddle with that dude and aren't in the locker room with that dude.
Who is that dude you're talking about?
12, Rodgers, okay. Yeah. Right, to say, oh, yeah, they'll lead with the run, and Rodgers is going to have to live with it. That's a lot easier for us to say Rodgers has to live with it versus LaFleur telling Rodgers he has to live with it. And then Rodgers accepting that fact and living with handing off the ball more than throwing the ball like he has in the past. Not saying they're going to run more than throw. They're not going to do that. But to say that, yeah, you know what? He's not going to throw the ball 35 to 40 times a game. We're going to pull that back a little bit. Like, I just, I don't see it, man.
Let Leroy ask you his question. He asks us at least once a week.
Oh, that your guys avoid?
I've answered it before.
Yeah, but Gary didn't want to avoid it. Let him ask you the question.
Yeah, at least once a week. If
we got new listeners.
Yeah.
If LaFleur goes to 12 and say, this week we're playing a defense that's ranked 29th against the run, we're going to run it heavily to these particular spots. And here's the game plan. The first 15, it's 11 carries. I need you to buy into this because the play action game going to be wide open. I think he looks at LaFleur and say, bet, we're doing it. No problem, coach. Let's do it.
Because
the way I've been wanting to do it in my head hasn't worked because we ain't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm getting down with you, coach. You put in 19 hours a day.
Sure.
I just put in 4.
And that's great for Leroy saying
that. Why is Gary laughing?
Because it's funny because you're thinking about Rodgers in that same situation. Rodgers looks at LaFleur and says,
he's all in.
Right. He says, bet. You're in. And then audibles out of the run the second play, and away we go. That's exactly how that's going to happen.
That's the asterisk.
What's the asterisk?
The asterisk is, Gary, if the safety walk in the hole, of course I don't want him to run the ball.
Damn.
So you, wait a minute. Let me ask you this.
Laugh yourself and
Let me ask you this. I thought the safety was leaning down.
Yeah.
So I thought I had him over off on that corner route one-on-one.
Let me get this straight.
I thought we had 9 guys in the box. Still got leeway. I got leeway to call what I want to call. It ain't just Steve, back when I played, it didn't matter if you had like 8, 9 guys in the box. This play is what called. This play is what ran. It ain't no great.
That's why they didn't win. That's why they didn't win.
That's why we ain't won.
Right. We won because we gave the quarterback an opportunity to safety walk in the hole.
No,
we can't block eight in a block.
We can't.
I'm putting that in there. 8 or 9 people can't block all those people. Of course, they got an audible eye. Come on, snap.
Back after this, Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler.
That wasn't long enough.
Sorry.
Next time.
I'll do it longer. I can do it for a couple minutes, I bet.
No, you good.
I bet you I can hold it for a couple of minutes.
These jelly beans, he wired up, boy.
Oh, the sour jelly bellies are my favorite candy in the world.
Yeah, he wired up today, boy.
Favorite candy in the world.
Has he got the soda on top of it,
too?
Oh, it's coming.
Last night, by my bedtime snack last night was German chocolate cake and Pepsi.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So lucky. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can't get much for $5 these days unless we're talking Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything you've ever wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus 4-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $5. Now, that's value without compromise. Oh, yeah. Did I mention it's $5? Still, for real, for just $5. Really, it's $5. Get your Biggie Bag today. U.S. price and participation may vary. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to take your calls. Got people sitting on hold. Chris in Brookfield. Derek in Des Moines, Iowa is going to lead things off next. Got to get to Iowa. We haven't had anybody call from Iowa in a while. That's coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.